Electronics Weekly, Samsung Image Sensors, Synopsys Optoelectronic Modeling, and more. Analog Devices Wideband RF Power and Return Loss Measurement. Analog Devices has introduced the ADL5920, a 9 kHz, 7 GHz directional Brigent Dual RMS RF power detector that can simultaneously measure forward and reverse RMS power levels in a signal path along with return loss. For space-critical applications, the ADL5920 integrates the coupling or sensing function with the detection function and provides an output that can drive a precision analog-to-digital converter, ADC, directly. For wideband operation or for frequency variants, the detector can eliminate the need to choose a different directional coupler for each frequency. The wideband device supports smaller form factors and provides a faster product time to market. Additional technical specifications are available on Analog Devices website. Intersil USB-C Buck Boost Voltage Regulator. Intersil has announced a Buck Boost Voltage Regulator for tablets, power banks and other mobile devices using the reversible USB Type-C connector. The ISL95338 bidirectional voltage regulator accepts input power from a wide range of DC power sources, AC-DC power adapters, USB power delivery, PD 3.0, ports, travel adapters, power banks, and converts it to a regulated voltage up to 24 volts. It can also convert a range of DC power sources to a regulated 20 volts at its power adapter input. The ISL95338 supports the USB-C ecosystem with buck mode, boost mode and buck boost mode, and can be used in any USB-C power management application. The ISL95338 replaces two voltage converters currently used for bidirectional buck and boost modes to reduce a user's bill of materials cost by 50%. It utilizes Intersil's R3 modulation technology to deliver acoustic noise-free operation, light load efficiency and a fast transient response. R3 extends battery life by combining the features of fixed frequency pulse width modulation, PWM, and hysteretic PWM to maximize power efficiency. For more information, visit Intersil's website. Samsung Image Sensors. Samsung has introduced two ISOCELL image sensors, 1.28 micrometer, 12 megapixel, MP, ISOCELL Fast 2L9 with dual pixel technology, and the 0.9 micrometers 24 MP ISOCELL Slim 2x7 with tetracell technology. ISOCELL image sensors fall into four categories, fast, slim, bright and dual, depending on their key attributes. Dual pixel technology employs two photodiodes in each pixel of the sensor instead of only one. With 12 million focus detecting pixels, the sensor is able to focus on small still objects and lock on and track moving objects without losing focus, even in low light environments. With smaller pixel size, the ISOCELL Fast 2L9 can fit into slimmer camera modules, enabling bumpless designs for smartphones. It also allows depth of field effect for taking bokeh, or aesthetically out-of-focused photographs, through a traditional single-lens camera. The ISOCELL Slim 2x7 has a pixel size below 1.0 micrometers. Even with such a small pixel size, the sensor is able to provide high color fidelity with less noise due to ISOCELL's improved deeper DTI, deep trench isolation, that reduces color crosstalk and expands the full well capacity to hold more light information. For more information, visit Samsung's website. Synopsys Photonic and Optoelectronic Modeling. Synopsys has released version 2017.09 of its soft portfolio, the company's family of software tools for photonic component and optical communication system design, with features to streamline and enhance photonic and optoelectronic modeling. The Soft Photonic Component Design Suite reduces development time with an analysis of silicon photonics components at the device, circuit and system levels. The Photonic System Design Suite also adds an interface with Synopsys PIS circuit simulation tool for co-simulation of electronic components in photonic circuits. The latest release of the Rsoft product family provides users with multi-level simulation solutions that address a range of photonic and optoelectronic design challenges, said George Bays, Vice President and General Manager of Synopsys Optical Solutions Group. The S-Matrix/PDK utility reduces the cost and complexity of building PIC elements, testing their performance and exporting mask layout files for processing. In addition, the Rsoft PIS interface enables designers to analyze and optimize optoelectronic circuit performance early in the design cycle. For more information, visit Synopsys website. T-Switch and Sensor Monitors. Texas Instruments, has unveiled two multi-switch detection interface, MSDI, devices that consume up to 98% less system power than conventional devices. The TIC-12400 and TIC-12400Q1 switch and sensor monitors directly interface with resistor-coded switches. Manufacturers, especially automotive manufacturers, are challenged to integrate more functionality while saving power and space. The TIC-12400 and TIC-12400Q1 can alleviate this challenge by monitoring the inputs and decoding the resistor path of as many as 54 switches in one device, offloading the signal decoding task from the processor. Additionally, by directly monitoring and providing built-in diagnostics for 24-channel inputs, the device's polling sequence architecture reduces the system microcontroller active time, significantly cutting system power usage for applications including automotive body electronics and factory and building automation equipment. Information concerning pricing and availability can be found on T's website. Missed last week's Electronics Weekly? Click here.